sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, letting you know that He loves you, He cares about you, and He wants to meet the need in your life. This is Messages on Demand.
And Father, we come before you today and we give you praise and we give you glory for all that you've done in our lives. We ask now, Father, your blessing and your anointing upon the word as it goes forth today. Father, that it would touch hearts and lives wherever they may be. And we give you praise, Father, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. We're so glad to have you with us today. You know, one of the things that my wife and I do on occasion, or at least we used to, is visit some of the cemeteries in the area because many of them have a long history going back several hundred years. And many times as you go through these places, which seem a little spooky to some people, I guess, you learn some interesting information as you look at the monuments and you read the inscriptions and so on. And there's one particularly very large cemetery in the city of Nashville, Tennessee that has several hundred years of history. And some of the monuments are very large and are dedicated to historical figures who are part of our area and our nation's history. And I'm sure that this is not the only place. If you visit many of the older cemeteries, even some of the small ones, you find some interesting historical information there at times. And they're a reminder of people of our past, and in some cases, events of our past. I know my wife and I were visiting one in a little town in Arkansas where one of my, I believe it's my great-grandmother, my great-grandparents, I guess several of them, are buried there. And looking around for those that were family members. And as I jokingly tell people, I found out I was related to Napoleon Bonaparte. Of course, this particular Napoleon Bonaparte's last name was Elliot. But I learned that from reading an inscription on a monument that was weather-beaten and aged, but it told me some of my history. And the other day, as I was reading in the book of Proverbs, I came across this verse. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28, and I read from the King James Version, "Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set." The complete Jewish Bible, that verse reads, "Don't move the ancient boundary stone set up by your ancestors." And I began to think a little bit about these landmarks or boundaries, monuments, if you would. And I found another case in Proverbs 23:10 where it says, "Remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless." And it started me thinking some as to how the world is reacting today. We find many factions who want to change our landmarks. They want to change our boundaries. They want to destroy our monuments. And many times we hear on the news about, especially in the Middle East, ISIS moving into an area. And one of the first things it seems that they try to do is to destroy the landmarks or the monuments that help people to remember some of the events and things that have happened in the past. Historical objects that are reminders of our history, of our past. One of the things it seems like that they want to do is to forget and to rewrite history. And this especially seems to be the case when it comes to the nation of Israel. ISIS wants to wipe out anything that gives legitimacy to the nation of Israel and to things of the Bible that we as Christians hold dear to our hearts, the written Word of God. But this is not only happening in the Middle East. It's not happening just in Iraq and Iran and Syria and Turkey and some of these other Middle Eastern countries. We here in America seem to be wanting to remove our monuments. We want to tear